AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. John Kirby at the National Security Council says President Biden has authorized the Pentagon to start planning for potential evacuations of U.S. personnel in Sudan.
There's no indications that Americans are being specifically targeted, but it's obviously a dangerous situation. And that's a good example of how, even if there's not a deliberate targeting, that somebody could still get hurt or killed.
Fighting is raging between two warring factions in Sudan. The Democrat chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee has invited Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to testify next month on ethical standards at the court, a hearing that would likely focus on business transactions and travel involving Justice Clarence Thomas. In recent weeks, news reports have focused on the purchase by a conservative donor of three properties belonging to Thomas and his family. The spring home buying season is off to a slow start.
Sales of existing homes in the U.S. fell almost 2.5% last month from February. The National Association of Realtors says sales were down 22% in March from a year earlier. The national median home price fell to $375,000 last month, down nearly 1% from last March, the biggest drop in 11 years. Economists say buyers are contending with high mortgage rates, currently averaging nearly 6.5% for a 30-year loan and a near-historic low inventory of properties on the market, limiting options for would-be buyers. I'm Mike Hempen.
SpaceX's giant new rocket exploded minutes after blasting off on its first test flight and crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. A new AP NORC poll shows former President Donald Trump has emerged largely unscathed politically from his New York indictment, but the numbers suggest investigations in Georgia and Washington could prove more problematic with the public. Stocks are lower in late-day trading over signs the economy is slowing. This is AP News. A Texas-born princess was evicted from her villa in Rome. Princess Rita Jeanrette Boncompagni Ludovisi, maiden name Carpenter, has been involved in a bitter inheritance dispute. She and her dogs abandoned the Casino del Aurora hours after police arrived to enforce a court-mandated eviction order.
I love Italy, and I'm so sorry to have such a brutal ending to what has been a labor of love for 20 years.
The princess's husband died in 2018, and his children from earlier marriages fought for control of the villa. Prince Bonte Boncompagni Ludovisi says an article in the civil procedure says his stepmother cannot rent.
Because she's American, she cannot do whatever he wants. This is a country. We have our police, we have our judges, and you need to respect our country and our laws if you stay here.
It's not clear who will now undertake the work of the villa, which needs at least $12 million in renovation.
These are the times that try men's souls, as they say.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.